This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Out of the seven I am statements that Jesus made, we're going to look at the sixth I am statement or I am declaration which Jesus makes about himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14 verse 6. If you look at the conversation that is happening with the disciples, you know, these disciples were with Jesus for the last 3 years. They've been following him, they've been living with him, and they've been learning from him. And in John chapter 13 verse 33, Jesus said, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come." And when he made this statement, suddenly everything changes for the disciples. Now, you will see in verse 36, Peter asking, "Lord, where are you going?" And then Jesus replies, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards." Now, Peter being Peter, right? He says in verse 37, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Now, amidst this tension, you would see now Jesus understanding what the disciples are going through, a sense of uncertainty, not knowing where to go. And if you look at verse 14, verse 1, he says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself." Now, when we hear Jesus talking about preparing mansions or preparing rooms for us believers in the Father's house, now Thomas jumps in and says, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Which is a very interesting question that Thomas asks, because Thomas is not able to hear perceive what Jesus is talking about preparing a place for believers. And to answer this question, Jesus said to him in verse 6, you will see Jesus saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, we know the significance of this I am statements, right? In my first devotions, I mentioned the word, explained to you what the word I am means. But here, when Jesus is saying, "I am the way, the only way," what he's saying is, listen, to get to that heaven, to get to that mansion and to be with God the Father, Jesus is saying, "I am the only way. There is no other path." In different parts of the world, we hear about people saying that there are different paths to go to heaven or different paths to eternal life. But Jesus here is making the statements, "I am the way. There is no other way. I am the way." And the second thing that he says is, "I am the truth." Truth. Truth is the only truth. Now, what does it say? In Psalms 119, 142, it says, "Your law is the truth." And then you would see that same thing in the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus explains. So the truth that is handed over to us is the Word of God. The Word became flesh. And this Word is something that or somebody whom we need to relate with, somebody who is real, who is the source of all truth. The Word of God, an incarnate Word of God, is the source of all truth. And lastly, he says, "the life." And the life, the source of life, is Jesus. Yesterday during our devotions, we looked at the statement that Jesus makes, "I am the resurrection and the life." And today, the word life comes back to us again. If you look at some of the key verses to explain this statement, "I am the life," these verses are John chapter 14, verses 19. He says, he gave the promise that because I live, you will also live. I want to help us understand what does this mean. I am the way, the truth, and the life. My friends, today we live in a world where there are a lot of options and a lot of choices. And people are telling us not to tell them what to choose. My religion is my own personal journey. You cannot question it. You cannot ask. You cannot tell me what to believe and what not to believe, which is true. But for me, what is exciting is that when Jesus is making this proclamation, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus is coming up and saying, listen, let me bring clarity. You can do whatever you want, because obviously he's not going to force his will upon us. But he's saying, listen, you want to know where to go. You want to know how to live. You want to know what's going to happen in life after death. You can know that only through me. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And whoever believes in me will have an everlasting life.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.